taking your meal time. Remember those two ladies that came by?
Yeah.
We have to tape your meal time.
Okay.
Okay. You just eat your food. Huh? Trying to see what? You like it? You know what you're eating?
Uh-huh.
What you eating?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Pasta spaghetti.
Yes.
No, it isn't. It's not spaghetti.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank you.
Oh, it's nice out there. Real warm. Those are like punk rockers beaches. I know. Yeah. Are there two stickers like Mickey? I think they're Mickey Mouse sneakers or something like that. They're cute. Where's your uniform? Shut off that TV. Stages of walking. What Ninja Turtle? Oh, what's this? Cartoons are still on? You know you gotta get ready for bed?
I know.
Wait a minute. You haven't been telling me what you did in school since I was on the phone. Wait a minute. I'll be right out. Go sit down. Oh, you want some milk?
Yeah. Find a Friend by Teresa.
Okay. Lassie, look, they're here. Timmy shouted, hopping up and down and pointing at a car coming up the lane. Well, we'll have fun, you and Susan and me. Lassie wriggled all over and barked excitedly. They would have fun. The cop was wrong. The car pulled up and Timmy's cousin, Susan, opened the door. Susan, hi, yelled Timmy, running toward the car. Arf, Lassie barked happily, bounding after him. Arf, arf. Eek, shrieked Susan when she caught sight of Lassie. A dog! Make it go away. And she scrambled back into the car and slammed the door. Lassie stopped barking. She stopped wriggling. Ah, Susan, Timmy coaxed. Lassie's the nicest dog in the whole world. She won't hurt you. Susan covered her eyes, Timmy said. He looked down at Lassie, rubbing her head. Well, Lassie, he said sadly, I guess you'll have to be polite and stay away from Susan until she gets used to you. And so, with drooping head and limp tail, Lassie lay down under the lilac bush, and Susan got out of the car. She carried a doll, a yellow-haired doll wearing a soft blue dress. This is Mary Ann, she said to Timmy, hugging the doll tightly. She doesn't like dogs either, and she marched into the house. That night, as Lassie settled down on her rug next to Timmy's bed, he whispered, "Don't feel sad, Lassie. Tomorrow we'll make Susan like you." And so after breakfast the next morning, Timmy and Lassie played ball. But Susan, well, she just sat on the steps and changed Mary Ann's dress. Later, Timmy and Lassie played dress up. Susan didn't play, though she was busy having a make-believe tea party with Mary Ann. But Lassie thought she saw Susan smile once, watching them play. After dinner, Lassie did tricks. She shook hands with Timmy. She said, "Please," for a cookie, and she rolled over and played dead. And with that, Susan laughed. She laughed right out loud. Timmy was pleased and proud. "Lassie," he said, "shake hands with Susie." Happily, Lassie rumped forth, but then make her go away, shrieked Susan, and she darted into the house. Timmy stunned. "All right, Susan," he called. "You don't have to be friends with Lassie if you don't want to. Come on, I'll show you the creek." Timmy and Susan had fun putting twigs on dry leaves and watching as the little boats moved out into the swirling waters of the creek. Lassie, lying behind a log, watched them play until her eyelids slowly drooped shut. Suddenly, Timmy spied a piece of wood lying nearby. "Oh, look," he said, "wood for a real boat." He tied a piece of string to it and sent it out into the stream. Then he pulled it back, out and back, out and back. Susan looked down at Mary Ann and had an idea. "Mary Ann, would you like a boat ride?" she said, and so then the little boat went out with a passenger on it. Timmy and Susan watched their little boat bob in the water. Then Timmy started to bring it back to shore. Suddenly, the little boat teetered. Mary Ann wobbled, and then as Timmy and Susan watched, she slipped into the water and was carried downstream. "Mary Ann," Susan wailed, "how will we get her back?"
Timmy looked around. Lassie, he called, where are you? But Lassie was asleep, her nose twitching gently as the fly buzzed near. Timmy and Susan ran along the bank, following the bobbing dog. Lassie, Timmy called again desperately. Still Lassie didn't hear, but suddenly the bothersome fly settled squarely on her nose. Her eyes flew open, she snuffed fiercely, and then she heard Timmy's call, Lassie! With a bound, she was on her feet, looking around for Timmy. Then she was down at the water's edge. Mary Ann, cried Susan, pointing. Lassie, get Mary Ann, cried Timmy. Lassie splashed into the water and headed for Mary Ann. Swimming fast, she followed the dog downstream. Slowly she drew near. At last, she reached out, caught Mary Ann's dress in her teeth, and turned back toward the bay. Lassie dropped the wet but safe Mary Ann in the grass, stopped long enough to shake the water from her coat, and then she headed back for her place in the sun. She lay down and closed her eyes. But then, at the sound of light footsteps, Lassie opened her eyes. Susan, hugging Mary Ann, dropped down beside her. Lassie, she said softly, holding out her hand. Mary Ann and I, we'd like to shake hands with you. You're the nicest dog anywhere. Who's? You bet, said Timmy. And now won't we have fun? You and Lassie and me. Arf, Lassie barked happily as she shook hands with Susan. Arf, arf. The end. How do you like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the mouse.
Right here, which one? The little lost puppy.
What?
Which one do you want me to read? I'm reading one more book and you gotta go to bed.
Yeah. This one.
Ooh, Juju. Sit up a little. The Little Lost Puppy. Oh, it's an old book. Okay. Tommy Bell's white puppy with black paws and black ears was lost. Tommy looked everywhere for him, but could not find him. So he asked the three fat policemen who took care of his part of the town to help him find the puppy. They hunted for more than an hour, but no one found that white puppy with black paws and black ears. So each policeman decided to hunt in a special place. The first fat policeman went to look in the field across from the schoolhouse. There he heard a cheep, cheep, cheep. It was a soft, sad cheep. That bird couldn't be happy. There, far out on a branch, was a yellow canary bird with a black stripe on each wing. The bird looked lost and sounded very lonely. The first fat policeman took him gently in his hand. The second fat policeman went to look in the narrow lane behind the shops on Main Street. He heard a meow, meow, meow. It was a soft, sad meow. That cat couldn't be happy. There behind a big rubbish can was a small orange kitten. The kitten looked lost and sounded very lonely. The second fat policeman took her gently in his arms. The third fat policeman went to look in the woods beyond the railroad tracks. There he heard nothing but the wind blowing through the trees. He saw many animal footprints tracking back and forth, in and out and across muddy paths, all the way to the fields besides across old Mr. Dump's house. The three policemen met in the square in front of the town hall. "Look," said the first fat policeman, "I didn't find Tommy Bell's white puppy with black paws and black ears, but I found this yellow canary bird with a black stripe on each wing." "Look," said the second fat policeman, "I didn't find Tommy Bell's white puppy with the black paws and black ears, but I found this small orange kitten." "Well, I didn't find Tommy Bell's white puppy with the black paws and black ears either, but I found many animal footprints tracking back and forth in the woods and running all the way to the fields beside across old Mr. Dump's house," said the third fat policeman.
Mom?
What?
Why
don't you? I didn't hear you. I just tapped you and listened. People gathered to find out what was the matter. "Look," cried a small red-headed boy. "There's Molly Green's yellow canary with the black stripe on each wing." "Look," cried a small blue-eyed girl. "There's the orange kitten Miss Prissy brought from the pet shop last week." The third fat policeman kept telling over and over in a loud voice about all the animal footprints he saw. Molly Green came up, and when she saw her yellow canary with the black stripe on each wing in the first policeman's hand, she hurried up to him and said, "Oh, thank you, Mr. Policeman, for finding my lost canary. He was chased by a kitten this morning when I let him out of his cage to fly around a little." She took the yellow canary gently in her hands. Pretty canary. Like the kitten?
No.
You don't like the kitten?
I like the dog.
You like the dog. You want a dog. Just then, Miss Prissy came along the street. She saw the second fat policeman holding her small orange kitten, and she hurried up to him and said, "Oh, thank you, Mr. Policeman, for finding my lost kitten. She was chased by a puppy this morning." She took the kitten gently into her hand. Just then, Tommy Bell joins the crowd. The third fat policeman called out, "We can't find your puppy, Tommy. We found a yellow canary bird with black stripe on each wing and a small orange kitten, and we saw lots of animal footprints tracking through the woods and across the fields, but we can't find your white puppy with black paws and black ears." Suddenly, there was a loud barking noise. Into the square came across old Mr. Dump leading his big brown watchdog. The big brown watchdog was barking at the big market basket his master was carrying. "What a time, what a time," muttered across old Mr. Dump over and over. Just then he saw the three fat policemen. "Officers, officers," he called, "I am glad to find you. People in this town don't keep their pets at home. They run all over my fields and my big brown watchdog chases them. This morning, there was a whole string of them chased by this, Mr. Dump was so excited he sputtered over the words as he opened the market basket he was carrying. Out jumped a white puppy with black paws and black ears and ran right up to Tommy, wagging his stubby tail so hot it shook his whole body. The whole crowd cheered. Tommy found his puppy. Tommy found his puppy. Okay. "You keep the canary bird in his cage from now on so the kitten can't chase him," said the first fat policeman to Molly Green. "You keep your kitten in her own yard so the puppy can't chase her," said the second fat policeman to Miss Pussy. "You train your puppy not to run away and chase other people's pets," said the third fat policeman to Tommy. "And you train your big brown watchdog not to chase every animal that runs in the woods and fields beside your house." And all three fat policemen to cross old Mr. I mean, said all three fat policemen to cross old Mr. Dump. "Thank you, policemen, for helping for helping to find my puppy, called Tommy, as he turned to run home, his white puppy with the black paws and black ears running along at his heels. The end. Okay. Yeah, you get ready for bed.
No.
Yes.
I'm not reading that one. I'll read one tomorrow. I read two books and that's it. I said two books. Nope.